Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Tour Review. Today's product is the Daisy Pro 41.2 pound big ass removable vagina porn sex doll from Tantaly. This is very similar to the Rosie, which I reviewed from Love Nestle not too long ago. So let's do a side-by-side comparison.
All right, everyone. So we have the Daisy Pro on the left. The Daisy Pro is from Tantaly, and then we have the Rosie from Love Nestle. And I wanted to show these two side-by-side. Love Nestle and Tantaly, they're like the, you know, Pixar and DreamWorks type of thing, where they kind of make similar products. Tantaly specializes in TPE, Love Nestle specializes in silicone, and this is one of the examples where TPE can do what silicone can't. So, but I wanted to show the relative size and weight. So Rosie is, she's 39 pounds. She's pretty heavy and she's got like a big, fat, voluptuous ass. The Daisy Pro is about 42 pounds. So it's a couple pounds more. And it's also basically the same size. You can see them side by side. I'll flip them over. You can see their butts too. But they're basically interchangeable. So it's a very life-size, voluptuous butt, no matter what your what brand you go with. So let me show you the butts. Okay, so the Rosie, as you can see, has more of an egg-shaped butt. It's much more bubbly. It's also softer. Now, I usually complain about Love Nestle's butts being too soft, but because of the size of this butt, it's appropriate. But the Love Nestle is more realistic. The skin looks realistic. It has a realistic texture. The butt feels realistic. It's great. The Daisy Pro, this is TPE. You can see, you might be able to see, I don't know if this is coming through on camera, the detail of the skin is absent. The Rosie has kind of discoloration in the skin. You can see, you know, different colors possible. What looks like veins and pores. It makes the skin look very realistic. With the Tantaly, it's all one color. It's unrealistic, but that's fine. You know, like, it is what it is. You also might notice the butt is a little bit less bubbly. It has more of an athletic butt. Now, I actually prefer the athletic butt to the giant ghetto booty butt, but they're not that different in terms of size. They're just slightly different in terms of shape. Let's do a spank test. You can see the difference. All right, so here's Rosie with her fat ghetto booty. You can see the thing is the leg nubs keep these asses nice and stable. And because they weigh so much, you don't even need to hold them in place. So, you know, these things, again, this is about 39 pounds. You can see it jiggling. You can see it flopping. It's got you can make the butt cheeks clap, all that good stuff. All right, let's do the Daisy Pro. Now, you can see it jiggles differently. It's not unattractive, but it's not necessarily realistic. You can see, like, this jiggles, but it's more solid. Now, I actually prefer the feel of a TPE butt rather than the realistic type of thing, because I like something a little bit more firm. But again, let's do it side by side. Here's the Rosie. It moves very similar to a real person. The Tantaly, it has a lot more jiggle, but not necessarily realistic. But okay, so when it comes to realism, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, Love Nestle, more realistic, if you're looking for realism. However, we're going to focus on the Daisy Pro, and I'm going to show you we can go beyond realism. So let's go ahead and take Rosie away, and we'll focus on Daisy for the rest of the video. Okay, so the Daisy Pro, it's in this position because of the roundness of the butt. When you try to put it in the missionary position, it's going to be angled slightly up, which means you're going to have to do the mating press if you want to have missionary sex, or just stick to doggy style. It depends on your preferences and how much effort you want to put into it. It is possible to do missionary, but you're going to have to either lift the doll up to get it into a different position or do a mating press position to thrust down into it. She is wearing these panties. Now, these panties don't leave much to the imagination, but this is important. One, I have to censor because of YouTube, but I really want to show you how this works, because Daisy is something special. because Daisy, well, actually, you know what? I'll tell you the secret. Daisy has a removable vagina. She doesn't just come with one, though. She comes with three. So she has one inside of her, and she comes with two more. And she comes with a case. Let me show you that. Okay, so you unzip it, you open it up, and you can see it's got a special place for the butt to fit in with molded styrofoam. And it even has a place for the extra insertable, you can't see it, insertable vagina. And on the top, there's the other one. So you have three removable vaginas. One goes in the doll, there's one over here on the upper side, and there's one that goes right here inside the case. And this all comes with the butt. Now, this is just styrofoam, so this can break. You know, like, so just be aware, it can break. But it comes with this canvas bag that goes around the styrofoam. And you can zip it up and you can store it. It even has like a carrying handle. And it doesn't look like much now because I kind of took it apart. But, wow, that was loud. Sorry. Anyway, the point is, it comes with a free carrying case. And when it comes to sex dolls, you know, the carrying cases can be several hundred dollars. So the fact that this comes with one that you can zip up and you could put away and has handles and it has a bespoke kind of shell to hold the doll butt in place is pretty awesome. And it comes with three removable vaginas. So at the dollhouse, a removable vagina costs like, you know, $15. So that's a $45 value just coming with the torso. All right, so let me show you. Now, as far as the function goes, what you see is what you get. When it comes to sex dolls and the vaginas, it's pretty much what you expect. However, because it's removable, you can take it out, swap it out, which means you can raw dog and come inside of this doll. Because you can take the vagina out, clean it out, rinse it, dry it. You don't have to worry about, you know, having to pull out or having to fish your stuff out of her. You know, like, you can come in the doll and then pull the vagina out to clean it. It makes cleanup so much easier. Honestly, I've had to perfect my pullout game with all these dolls because a lot of them have fixed vaginas. In fact, this is the first one that wasn't a full-size doll that had a removable vagina. So let me show you how the removable vagina works. It's really, really simple. So what you do is you just reach in there and you pull it out like an alien. And it's gonna, because this is TPE, it's very stretchy. So you're not gonna hurt anything. So this is what the removable vagina looks like. It's kind of flat on one side and long, and it's got the labia and the vagina and the clit in the insert. Whereas the kind of the muscle that goes around the vagina is still part of the doll. But you may not, like, it blends in really well. It blends in really well. And you honestly probably didn't even notice that it had a removable vagina. This is entirely different from the removable vagina for Celestina. Celestina's removable vagina is just a tube. And it goes inside of her. And her labia kind of goes over the removable vagina insert. Which means you have to thrust through her labia into the insert. And the problem with that is, sometimes when you thrust in, you don't go in the hole of the insert, you kind of squish the insert down, or you go to the side, and you go into the space in between the insert and Celestina's vagina cavity. It's kind of annoying. The way this insert works, because the hole is right there, and because this is sticking outside of the doll, there's nothing over it that you have to thrust through. You're always going to go into the hole. So this actually feels like a fixed vagina, even though it's a removable vagina. Now, the downside is, this is a little bit harder to turn inside out and clean compared to Celestina's vagina because it's just like a tube. This isn't just a tube. It's got the labia and everything. It's wider at the top because of all this stuff. So you have to turn this inside out to rinse it off. It takes a little bit more work. And however, it's TPE, so it's stretchy. You're not going to hurt it. If this were silicone, this is the thing. Tantalee and Love Nestle are kind of like DreamWorks and Disney, where they kind of like, you know, have similar products. You can only do this with TPE because TPE is so stretchy and durable. This would tear if this were silicone. You can't take a silicone insert and turn it inside out. It'll rip. And also, to get this insert in and out, you just fist the doll and stuff the insert back in. So let me show you how that works. So I'm going to put the insert back in to the hole. Just remove the panties, like this little painting bead thing. And you just, what you do is just take your arm and just stick it in there and fist her, and then pull your hand out and then just stuff it in. Now, I'm not going to be able to do it with the gloves, but you get the picture. So the removal vagina is great, easy to clean. The ass is life size. It's great. Now, a question you might be thinking, because I thought the same thing immediately. Does it spinning robot pussy? Will the spinning robot pussy fit inside of this butt? Because previously, the only way to have a spinning robot pussy doll experience is with a full doll. So this would be a game changer if the spinning robot pussy fits inside of this doll. And it does. So I'm gonna show you. All right, so here we have the wired doll insertable spinning robot pussy from Revy Innovations. Let's take the cap off. It's a little bit shorter than the spinning robot pussy, or the insert, which is fine. It's going to sink a little bit in, which is actually not that bad, because these things are going to go around it and this is going to spin. So you don't necessarily want it to be flush with the whatever this, you know, labia thing is, because then it's going to start wearing it away. So anyway, let me put the spinning robot pussy in. You just stick her in. All right. I don't think this counts as nudity, right? Like, it's just, it's not even a vagina anymore. It's just a thing. All right. So, all right. You can't really see it. Let me lower this. And I don't know if you can see that. Do you see that? Look at that. So what you do, well, hold on, these, oh no, the panties are getting in the way. There we go, get these panties out of the way. So what you do is you thrust into her pussy, either from doggy style or missionary, and it'll spin on your dick. And it is outstanding. And because it's a little bit deeper in, it's not going to wear away these lips. Whereas if it was sticking out a little bit more, the friction would cause the lips to wear away. So it's actually perfect. All right. Now to get the spinning robot pussy out, again, you literally just shove your entire hand in there, kind of grab the back of the spinning robot pussy, and then pull it out. All right, so off camera, I took the spinning robot pussy out. I put the removable vagina back in, put the panties back on correctly. And as you can see, it doesn't look out of place. You can't even tell the doll has a removable vagina because it fits so seamlessly. It just looks like a fold. Like she's got kind of like a poofy vagina, but it's fine. And it disguises the fact that this is removable. And it comes with three of them. So if you ruin one, you got two more. And you can use the removable vagina as a pocket pussy. So, you know, when you're away from home or you just want to beat off or something like that, but you don't want to get out the doll, you can just jerk off with the insert and use it like a pocket pussy.
All right, so obviously the Daisy Pro is awesome. I didn't even mention this. Like, you could see right here on the picture, it shows the case with the foam that the Daisy Pro comes in. It also comes with a silvery kind of storage bag. So once you throw away the plastic it comes in, it comes with a reusable bag if you want to put a bag over the butt for whatever reason. It also comes with a free drying rod. So you get the butt, you get a storage case, you get a bag, and you get a drying rod and three removable vaginas. But here's the thing. The Daisy Pro is $539.99. Now, it's normally $599.99, so it's like $60 off. But let's look at the Love Nestle Rosie. The Love Nestle Rosie is $750. And it doesn't come with a case, and it doesn't come with removable vagina. It doesn't even have a removable vagina. You know, it's great. Look, the Rosie is very realistic. Love Nestle make very realistic dolls, hands down, most realistic ever. Like, they feel like a real person. But Tantalee, they make the best, like, TPE torso dolls and butts. And this one blew me away and exceeded all my expectations. You have a very nice feeling butt that has a removable vagina that's spinning rubber pussy compatible, and it comes with a carrying case, drying rods, and three inserts for $540, which is extremely affordable. Now, a non-life-size butt will run you about $200 to $250. So for a life-size butt, $500 isn't that bad. So $500 plus the three inserts, plus the carrying case, plus the bag, plus the drying rod is a really good deal. What blows me out of the water is the fact that this is spinning robot pussy compatible. You can put the spinning robot pussy into the cavity and you can use it, and it fits perfectly. It is a little deep, so you're not going to get like full shaft coverage, but that's fine because you don't want it to be flush with those cheeks, because the friction will wear them down. So it's actually good that it's a little bit nestled inside. The point is that spinning rubber pussy is so good. And like, when you're masturbating with a spinning rubber pussy, your body knows you're masturbating. You know, you're holding it in your hand, you're going up and down the shaft. When you're thrusting into a doll, your body thinks you're having sex. Your brain thinks you're having sex. So when her pussy is spinning on you while you're thrusting into her, it's like a whole new level. It's greater than the sum of its parts. Because obviously a real woman's vagina doesn't spin on your dick, but it can, and it's glorious. And like I've said, the only way I've been able to experience this before is using Celestina. Because she's the only other doll I have that has a removable vagina. So, you know, but I prefer to have sex with the torso dolls because they're easier, they're lighter, they're less hassle to set up and clean up. So having this doggy style butt that has the removable vagina that's spinning rubber pussy compatible is amazing. And I prefer, as much as I love the Love Nestle torsos, I prefer the feel of a TPE ass. The TPE, when it comes to the butts, feels perfect. It has the perfect firmness. So anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you, Tantalee, for sending me this toy. Excellent work. I have no complaints. It's perfect. And because this sort of toy has to be made in TPE, you can't really improve it. You know, if you try to go with silicone to add more realism, you'd end up tearing it because it wouldn't be as stretchy to put the things in it. So the toy's absolutely perfect. I don't have any complaints. Anyway, thank you, Tantalee, for sending me this toy. Use the coupon code, save 10%. Thank you for watching. This is Turd Flingy Monkey, and see you next time.